The Property Bulletin by London Property, the home of Superprime.
Landlords are eyeing the exit as the UK's buy-to-let market undergoes a shift, with research revealing that nearly one in three landlords plan to sell up in the next 12 months. According to Uswitch, the average loan value for buy-to-let property purchases is on the rise, reaching nearly £158,500 in March 2024, marking a 6% increase from the previous month. The data also shows that individuals aged 40 to 49 emerged as the largest borrowers for remortgaging buy-to-let properties in 2023 to 24, securing slightly larger loans compared to those aged 50 to 59. Claire Flynn from Uswitch notes that the private rental sector currently stands as the UK's second largest housing tenure, with approximately 4.6 million households, representing 20% of the total. She emphasises the need for supply to increase by 227,000 homes annually over the next decade to meet the forecast demand. While buy-to-let mortgage approvals peaked in 2016, reaching nearly 240,000, they have since declined, with only about 83,400 approvals in 2023, the lowest total since before 2012. However, approvals are expected to rise this year, reaching nearly 168,000 before declining annually until 2032. The Financial Times article explores the implications of affluent individuals residing in wealthy enclaves. It begins by referencing a study indicating that residents of a specific area in Notting Hill, London, pay more in capital gains tax than the combined populations of Liverpool, Manchester and Newcastle. This sets the stage for a discussion on the broader trend of wealth concentration in certain cities and regions where the very affluent are increasingly clustered. While there are benefits like access to high-quality amenities and a sense of security, there are also concerns about the potential negative consequences, such as distorted perceptions of wealth, lack of empathy, and diminished personal happiness due to constant comparisons with even wealthier neighbours. While affluent neighbourhoods may offer personal advantages, they can also foster detrimental attitudes and hinder overall well-being. The article advocates for a nuanced understanding of wealth and happiness, emphasising the importance of broader social cohesion and empathy. Barclays reports that one in four Londoners, equivalent to 24%, express uncertainty about meeting their mortgage or rental payments, reflecting wider concerns across the UK where one in six individuals share similar anxieties. Households are adapting by curtailing non-essential expenses, with 22% making budgetary adjustments to accommodate escalating housing costs. Notably, 12% of Londoners have resorted to renting out spare rooms to bolster their income in the face of last year's housing cost surge. Mark Arnold, head of savings and mortgages at Barclays UK, underscores the impact of rising household expenses, noting a reluctance among one in five London homeowners to undertake renovations amidst the ongoing economic turmoil. Arnold emphasises the strain caused by last year's 6.9% spike in London's private rental costs, compounded by 14 consecutive hikes in mortgage rates by the Bank of England. Despite these challenges, there are signs of stabilisation. Barclays data indicates a 1.8% increase in rent and mortgage spending in March 2024 compared to the previous year, a notable decrease from the peak of 12.2% in June 2023. Arnold remains cautiously optimistic, citing predictions of falling interest rates, which could alleviate the financial burden on consumers and stimulate spending. Barclays findings highlight the hurdles faced by renters, with saving for a deposit and fierce competition for rentals cited as a major obstacle to home ownership. Meanwhile, consumer spending has dipped as individuals prioritise housing expenses, with nearly a quarter considering or engaging in no-spend challenges to cut back on non-essential purchases. Looking ahead, Barclays anticipates a potential shift as housing costs ease, buoyed by expected interest rate cuts and subsequent reductions in mortgage rates. Jack Meaning, chief UK economist at Barclays, suggests that declining housing costs could stimulate consumer spending, signalling a turning point in financial trends. Barclays plans to release monthly reports on rent and mortgage payments, providing insights into consumer behaviour amid evolving economic conditions. Data was sourced from direct debit transactions and bank transfers to mortgage providers and landlords, supplemented by a survey of 2,000 UK consumers. Real estate groups are urging the Treasury to reconsider changes to property taxation in England, which would result in increased taxes for investors in rental housing. The British Property Federation has written to Chancellor Jeremy Hunt, urging him to reconsider the plans announced in the March budget to abolish multiple dwelling relief on stamp duty, scheduled to take effect in June. This relief allows buyers to pay reduced transaction tax when purchasing more than one dwelling in a single deal. While the policy was introduced in 2011 to stimulate investment in private rental homes, Hunt argued in the budget speech that there was insufficient evidence of its effectiveness and cited concerns of abuse. The English rental market, predominantly comprised of small landlords, has witnessed record rent increases, prompting the government to encourage institutional investors to invest in rental housing to boost supply and mitigate price hikes. The abolition of the relief is estimated to generate £290 million for the Exchequer over the next 3 years. However, the Federation contends that this decision could discourage the construction of thousands of homes. Real estate companies and investors, including MJ Gleeson, Invesco and Grainger, have co-signed the letter to Hunt, proposing a carve-out to maintain tax breaks for large-scale residential property acquisitions. The Treasury defended its decision, citing a high number of abusive claims for relief. Nevertheless, the property groups argued that the analysis overlooks the significance of planning development based on the availability of relief. The proposed changes are already impacting building projects, with some potentially becoming unviable. Suggestions have been made to limit relief to purchases of more than 25 units. FTSE 100 student housing group Unite reported a 2% devaluation of its £2.9 billion UK student accommodation fund due to the planned changes. Property groups emphasise the immediate impact of these changes on valuations and investment plans. The Treasury stated its ongoing engagement with the build-to-rent sector to address concerns. The UK government has introduced draft legislation for the Reserved Investor Fund, RIF, a new fund structure aimed at professional and institutional investors. This legislation follows the confirmation of the fund's introduction in the Finance Bill 2024. The RIF is designed as a collective investment vehicle primarily for holding UK real estate, though it can invest in other asset classes under specific conditions. To comply with non-resident capital gains tax rules, the RIF must operate within one of three restricted regimes, which dictate its asset composition and investor profile. The draft legislation outlines eligibility conditions, procedural requirements, tax implications, and breach treatment for RIFs. Notably, the legislation proposes stamp duty land tax ceding relief for RIFs investing in qualifying UK property. While the commencement date for the regime is not yet set, finalisation of the legislation is expected following the closure of the current consultation period. KPMG in the UK is actively involved in the consultation process and welcomes feedback from stakeholders to inform their response to HMRC.
Subscribe to our newsletter to receive our weekly bulletins and stay ahead of what's shaping the superprime property market.